Welcome to the Advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on saturating old-school DNB breakbeats using resampling workflows. In this lesson, we're going to do something that a lot of producers talk about, but not enough people really commit to. We're not just going to loop a break and make it louder. We're going to turn a raw old-school break into a layered, saturated, performance-ready drum weapon that feels like it already belongs in a finished track. That's the big idea here. In drum and bass, especially in jungle, rollers, darker liquid, or in Euro-adjacent territory, the drums are not just keeping time. They're driving momentum, creating tension, and giving the track its attitude. A clean break can sound useful, but a resampled break can sound alive. It can sound printed. It can sound like it has been through a process, and that process is what gives it personality. So the workflow today is all about passes, not plugins. We're going to process the break in stages, print those stages, slice the results, and rebuild the groove with more control, more grit, and more swing. First, choose the right source break. Do not go for the cleanest loop you can find. Go for a break with character. Think Amen variants, think style breaks, dusty funk breaks, anything with ghost notes, room tone, and a snare that already has some attitude. That's important, because the better the source, the better the resampling process behaves. Old school breaks already have movement in them, and that movement is part of the sound. Set your session tempo around 174 to 176 BPM. That's the lane we want for this lesson. Load the break onto an audio track or into Sampler, and warp it carefully if needed. The key word there is carefully. You want to preserve the micro swing. If you overwarp the break into something too rigid, you lose the whole point. The slight human drift is what makes old school breaks feel exciting. At this stage, decide what role this break is going to play. Is it the main drum identity? Is it a layer under programmed drums? Is it an intro element that will evolve into the drop? Knowing that early helps you make smarter decisions before you start printing audio. Now clean the break, but do not sterilize it. A lot of people make the mistake of overprocessing at the correction stage. The goal here is just to prepare the break for resampling. So start with a gentle EQ 8 high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble. If there's ugly boxiness, maybe dip a little around 300 to 500 Hz. If the top end is fizzy, don't just blanket dull it. Make a small, targeted move around 8 to 12 kHz if needed. Then add a little drum bus. Nothing extreme, just enough to add density and a bit of edge, a small amount of drive, a touch of crunch if you want extra bite, and boom only if the break feels too thin. Keep the goal in mind, prep, not finish. A light glue compressor can help stabilize peaks, but again, don't flatten the transient life out of the break. You still want the crack of the snare and the shape of the kick to survive. If the source break has a lot of high-frequency hiss or hat energy, treat that with subtlety. The idea is to control the source before you add dirt. This is a really important teacher tip. Level the source before you saturate it. If one hit is wildly louder than the others, saturation will exaggerate that inconsistency. So if you need to, use clip gain or clip envelopes first so the break feeds the distortion in a more even way. That one move alone can make the whole workflow respond better. Now we build the resampling chain. Create a new audio track. Set the input to resampling and arm it. This is your print track. On the source break track, insert your character chain. A saturator is a great first stop. Try soft sign or analog clip and push drive somewhere in the 3 to 8 dB range to start. If the peaks get too sharp, soft clip can help shave them in a musical way. After that, drum bus can add more density, a little drive, a little transient emphasis if you want the break to crack harder, or more body if you want it to feel weightier. If you want a slightly older sampler vibe, try a touch of redux too, but keep it restrained. We want texture, not total destruction. You can also use auto filter before printing if you want movement across the loop. A slow low pass or band pass sweep over several bars can give you evolving character, especially if you're planning to use that print in an intro or transition. Now comes the key move, print multiple versions. Record at least two passes into the resampling track. One should be the just right version, where the saturation is controlled and the break still feels playable. The second should be the more aggressive pass, maybe even a little overcooked. That second pass is gold later on, because even if it's too much as a full loop, it can become an amazing source for chops, fills, ghost layers, or transitions. This is where resampling wins. Instead of trying to force one live chain to do everything at once, you commit different versions and choose the best material later. Now we slice the printed audio. Take the resampled file, and either drop it into a new audio track or slice it into a drum rack. If the break has enough transient detail, use slice a new MIDI track and slice by transients. If it's a looser groove, you can slice by 1/16 or 1/8 for tighter control. What you're looking for here is not just the obvious kick and snare hits. You want the ghost notes, the little pickups, the hat chatter, the tiny bits of air around the groove. Those are the things that give a chopped break its attitude. A good DNB break often sounds better when it is not repeated perfectly every bar. In fact, a little imperfection is part of the feel. So as you rebuild the phrase, think in terms of variation. Maybe the first two bars are a full break with a little human drift. Maybe bars 3 and 4 drop a kick or two to create space. Maybe bars 5 and 6 add extra ghost notes or hat stutters. Then bars 7 and 8 can strip down again to set up the next section. That phrase-level contrast keeps the loop from sounding like wallpaper. It sounds arranged, not copied and pasted. Now let's build a dirt layer. Duplicate the printed break, or make a second resampling pass with more aggressive processing. This becomes your texture layer. Here you can push saturator harder, maybe 8 to 12 dB of drive. Add erosion if you want extra mid-range bite and a dusty, unstable edge. Auto filter can focus the crunch into the mid-range, and utility can narrow the stereo width if the layer starts to feel too wide or messy. This dirt layer should usually sit underneath the main break, not compete with it. You should feel it more than hear it. It adds that sense that the drums were baked through some kind of overloaded gear and re-recorded. That's very much a DNB thing, because the ear reads harmonic mid-range energy as excitement. You can make the drums feel louder and more urgent without stealing from the sub and bass relationship. Now bring everything to a drum bus. Route all the break layers to a dedicated bus and shape them there with care. A glue compressor with a moderate attack and release can help the layers breathe together. Aim for just a little gain reduction, maybe 1 to 3 dB. Then use drum bus if you want a little more punch or transient edge. A small EQ cleanup is often needed here too, especially if the snare gets a little too aggressive around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If the break is too spiky, shape it before the bus compressor. If it lacks bite, add transient emphasis on the snare slice or use drum bus instead of just boosting EQ. That's a more musical solution, and it usually sits better in a dense DNB mix. A really useful advanced move here is to automate the bus drive slightly during a build-up. Even a small shift, like moving from 3% to 7% over 4 bars, can make the drop feel like it locks in harder without sounding like a special effect. Now we make the drums work with the bass line. This is where the whole thing becomes a track rather than just a drum loop. In a roller or darker DNB arrangement, the bass usually holds sustained low mid movement, while the break supplies transient punctuation and rhythmic energy. You want those elements to complement each other, not fight for the same space. If you're working with a Reese, for example, keep the sub mono and simple. Let the break own the high mid excitement. Duck the bass slightly around the snare's strongest transient if needed. And if the drums feel too busy when the bass is active, don't just add more compression. Sometimes the better move is to reduce the break detail during those moments and let the bass speak. That call and response relationship is huge in drum and bass. A resampled break can behave like a live drummer reacting to the bass line, and that makes the music feel more organic, more dangerous, and a lot more finished. Now use automation to bring the break to life across the phrase. This is where we stop thinking of the break as a static loop. Maybe the saturator drive increases a little in the second half of the drop. Maybe the auto filter opens slowly during the last two bars of a build. Maybe one snare fill gets extra saturation. Maybe a single ghost note gets sent to a tiny delay throw. Maybe the final hit before the drop gets filtered down and then released. Keep the automation targeted. Darker DNB does not need broad wash. It needs controlled movement. Small changes on specific hits often sound more powerful than giant sweeps. A little trick here: if a groove feels too polite, move a few ghost notes just a touch late. Not sloppy, just slightly behind the grid. That tiny delay can add swagger and grit. In old-school influenced drums, those imperfections are often part of the magic. At this point, print the full drum bus one more time. This final print should sound solid on its own and still leave room for the bass. Keep an eye on headroom. Leaving around 6 dB of peak room is a good target if possible. Check it in mono too. The kick, the snare core, and the low break energy should still translate clearly. If the loop sounds huge solo but fights the bass, reduce low mids before you reach for more compression. Also watch the top end. A resampled break can sound thrilling on its own and then become fizzy once the cymbals and bass arrive. If that happens, tame the printed file with a narrow EQ move rather than dulling the whole source. That keeps the excitement while removing the harshness. The big lesson here is commitment. Advanced ENB production often moves faster when you commit early. Two or three printed captures usually beat one endless master chain. If you keep comparing the original reference to the heavily processed version, you protect the musical intent of the break, while still making it your own. That comparison state is really important. Keep a clean reference clip nearby and flip between the clean version and the printed version as you arrange. Now, a few pro tips to take this even further. Print 3 density tiers if you can, a cleaner version for the core groove, a mid-grit version for the main body, and an overcooked version for fills and phrase endings. That gives you section by section control without needing to redesign the drums every time.